What's going on, guys? Day 2, TechSauce Global Summit here in Bangkok. Heading back to the expo today. I'm going to be shooting a lot of video today, but there's a couple more startups that I do want to interview. I got to say that the speaker list was great. A lot of really good content yesterday. I didn't get as much stuff from the speakers as I wanted, but you guys did see the interviews. I interviewed a bunch of startups. There's a lot more on my docket today. There's a really interesting one, a financial services startup that deals with gold. I met the guy yesterday as we were leaving. If I can find him again today, I'll definitely get an interview with him. Also, I've got Nan with me today. He'll be working the camera. I'll be creating a lot of video content and hopefully getting some more photos that I can post up on Instagram. You guys will see those. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fun day. All right, guys, back again, and I'm here with Andreas from a startup and kind of a digital consultancy here in Bangkok called Make. And I'm gonna let Andreas tell you a bit about what they do and kind of give us a quick overview before we dive into a few other things. So Andreas, just tell everyone in the audience, what does Make do? What are you guys focused on here in Thailand?
Right. So Make has been around for about 5 years. Like you said, we are a digital consultancy. We started doing startups, so venture building kind of thing. For accelerators in Europe mainly, so a lot of software as a service platforms and that kind of stuff. Through that, we got a good handle on agile and lean startup and innovation techniques, design thinking, design sprints, and all that kind of stuff. So that's what we've been doing the first couple of years. And then more lately, the market has shifted a little bit here in Thailand. And so now we're actually taking all this learning with us into the corporate world. So we're helping bigger organizations actually move faster using these same techniques.
That's really cool. And you talked about design thinking and sprint methodology, which is the methodology I used in my previous company. We did the whole design thinking kind of workshop and the sprint. And as a small team, as a startup, I found that worked really good. And I have a bit of a background from a large corporation as well. And so I kind of struggle to see the correlation there. I'm wondering what you think or what your experience has been doing the design thinking and sprint methodology with a big corporation. Do you find that it works as well?
So I'm glad you asked that question, because everything that we do actually right now is built around this process that we talk about called the digital evolution. So right now we're standing here amongst a bunch of signage that says that Make is digital evolutionists. The whole point of that is that as we've been doing this kind of work for bigger corporates, we realized that while the technology part of it is very complex, the communication aspect of it is much more complicated. So you have to bring people along for the ride. Again and again, we've seen how corporations spend millions of dollars on software that never gets used, because they might do a piece of software for the procurement division, for example, but they don't actually bring them along for the ride. They don't really ask them for their input. They just shove it down their throats. At the end of the day, those people in the procurement divisions, they go say like, well, this is not really what I wanted. It's not what I need. And so I'm just going to go do something else. So what we try to do is we try to co-create these solutions with the staff instead, so that we have an adoption strategy built into the work that we do. And so to answer your questions, like it's not easy for sure. I'm actually going to run an ideation session in a few minutes here at TechSauce too. And so you get in a room with like 70 people that you don't know, and you're supposed to get them to ideate this difficult stuff, right? But if you don't do that, you're out of luck. I think you need to bring people along for the ride. Otherwise, whatever you do, it's not gonna succeed.
So do you find that the corporations that you're working with now, once they see the benefits of the design thinking, the sprint methodology, through your digital revolution kind of approach, do they then incorporate that into their corporate culture?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. Typically, how we end up doing things is that most of our clients are very long-term relationships. So we've been around for 5 years, like I said, and I actually have a lot of client relationships that have lasted for those 5 years. And so we continuously do these things with those organizations. I'm not entirely sure how much they actually, when I step out of the room, how much of that stuff they still do. But we continuously engage them in that kind of work. So it's definitely something that they do on a continuous basis, but with us at least.
Oh, very interesting. So at least it's in there a little bit. Now, I know you're tight on time. You got to go do a session. I want to thank you for taking the time. Can you tell everyone where they can find Make online and where they can find out more information?
Sweet. Yeah, make.com, easiest way.
M-A-Q-E.
Oh, sorry. Yes, M-A-Q-E. Long story behind that one. But M-A-Q-E.com, pronounced Make. That's the best way to start, I think. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram and all those things. But make.com.
All right. Thank you very much, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back again, and I'm here this time with Robin from Hello Gold, which is a KL-based startup dealing, essentially it's investing, but it's fintech, and I'll let Robin explain a little bit more, but it's a very cool concept. So Robin, thanks for being on. Can you run us down what Hello Gold is?
Sure. Basically, Hello Gold is designed to enable the mass market consumer in emerging countries to save better and to borrow more affordably. It enables people to basically save using gold for as low as one ringgit, one Thai baht, one Vietnamese dong per transaction, which means that everyone can save. No one's excluded from the saving community but just because of the size of their wallet. Now we will be able to enable everyone to be financially included in the savings universe. And more important than that, if they need emergency funds and they're saving for their children's education or their retirement, they don't have to sell their gold. We will enable them to borrow against that gold so that they meet the emergency needs that can happen to anyone at any given point in time. And we can give the loan to them without any need for any credit approvals.
That's really cool. And I mean, I don't know of any other platform that I've heard of that's similar in space as far as the scale of trying to reach the mass market. And I know we talked yesterday, and you have kind of an interesting background with gold and gold management. So could you touch on that, and then also tell us about, you know, where you got the idea for this platform, this system, and how you think it's going to impact that larger audience that maybe was financially limited from getting into the gold market at this level previously?
Okay. So before I started Hello Gold, I was the chief financial officer of an organization called the World Gold Council, where I was also responsible for the largest gold fund in the world, based out of New York. The ETF, which had $30 billion of AUM, was primarily developed to enable people to buy gold through the securities market. But the securities market is exclusive, right? You need to have a stockbroking account, you need to be relatively sophisticated to access those marketplaces. But what I found with gold is that the rich and institutions use gold as a way of diversifying their portfolio and also as a means to get loans for financing needs. So I've taken that idea to try and bring that to the mass market. And we're going to bring that to the mass market through partnerships. You know, we've started with Aeon Credit in Malaysia, and we're accessing their customer base through that partnership. As we move into Thailand, we plan to talk to corporates with large consumer bases to enable their customers to enjoy savings that the rich currently enjoy.
That's really cool and an interesting model. What do you think is right now your biggest challenge with regards to launching? Is it consumer education? Is it finding the right partners in a new market? Like what have you seen so far as a startup in this space?
Well, I think financial education for our product is actually not as critical, because if you think about most consumers around the world, they understand three things. They understand the value of the cash that they use every day because they have to spend it. I earn 100 baht. I know exactly how much I can get for 100 baht. I understand the value of the roof over my head because it keeps me sheltered. I also understand gold, either through cultural affinity or because they recognize what gold can do for them in times of emergencies. So financial education for our product is not as critical. The challenge for any startup in this space is to find credible partners. You know, we're a startup, we have limited brand equity, so getting into contact with the right person, the right organization, and then convincing them that we're a credible partner and we have a credible product that will create a win for them as well as their customers as well as us, that's a challenge, but we've been fortunate so far. I mean, we've worked with Aeon as our launch partner in Malaysia, and they've been pretty happy with us. We're in discussions with mobile operators in Malaysia too to be embedded in their mobile wallet. So it's hard, but it's not impossible.
Awesome. So we got a few seconds left here. Tell people where they can find out more about Hello Gold and what they can expect from you in the next 12 months.
Well, our commercial website is www.hellogold.com, and we're actually also doing an ICO. So if you're interested in that, you can look at our business plans and our financials at www.hellogold.org.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, Robin. All right, guys, I'm back again, and now I'm talking to founder of Clothier, Fred and Francis, Mike, who started actually the company in San Francisco, but now is located exclusively in Bangkok. So Mike, could you tell the audience what it is that Fred and Francis does exactly as a clothier?
Yeah, so we started with problem, right? So the problem that we want to solve is professionals and executives, they are so busy, but they need to look good. But they need to wear like nice suit, nice shirt, and they don't have time to go to a tailor in Sukhumvit. So we saw this problem. So we designed a service called Fred and Francis. So what we do is we provide like at-home tailoring service and styling service. So you could schedule an appointment with us at your preferred place and time. Could be weekend, could be after work, and then our stylist, who is very knowledgeable about fashion, about image, who would meet you and conduct like measurement, outfit design, and then we would be back for fitting and delivery. So we do grade A for both product and service.
Oh, that's awesome. So I'm going to assume that what you're wearing today is all from Fred and Francis.
That's right.
And guys, I'll put a photo up on Instagram. You'll be able to see Mike. Actually, he looks super dapper with his suit, and the cut is spectacular. He's got the accessories, great buttons. How have you found as far as like the traction that you've gained in Thailand since moving the business from San Francisco to Bangkok? Have you found that it really picked up more?
Yeah, I mean, we have had over like 200 customers for the first 6 months, and yeah, it's pretty good. Like, we are growing. We have a very high retention rate, reordering rate, so this show that yeah, what we're doing is like definitely address the pain point of our targeted segment.
I think a lot of people think of Bangkok as like a custom clothing destination,
yeah.
But I think a lot of people also come to Thailand and they figure out that 9 out of 10 tailors that they might find in Bangkok are kind of shitty. So like, do you find that as a difficult customer education point to let them know that you're actually providing a higher end service, a higher end cut, compared to some guy in MBK who's going to cut them a jacket for like 2,000 baht?
I mean, we don't target tourist segment yet, right? So we target right now only target local people and expats, because we want to build like a long term relationship with them. Right, but to address the transparency issue, like we build our website contain like all info you need to know, right, about our price, product, each collection. Yeah, so we make it very clear, like this is a price that you would pay. So tourist segment is definitely on our roadmap, but not this year.
All right, awesome. So one more question for you, Mike. You look incredibly dapper. You're obviously a very stylish guy. What's your favorite cut for a suit, and what do you recommend guys try?
I think a navy blue is probably the most versatile color, and probably if you never have a suit before and want to get your first suit, yeah, navy blue is the right one. It would give you the look of like professional, but also like very like a manly, like powerful. So it's definitely my preferred and my recommended choice. Yep.
Awesome. So tell the audience, Mike, where they can find out more information about Fred and Francis.
Yeah, sure. So just go to our website, www.fredandfrancis.com. Yep, and we have all info. Or you could find us on LINE too. Like, you can add us online at Fred Francis. Yep, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mike. Guys, check out Fred and Francis, and we'll continue covering today at TechSauce.
Hey, Dana. It's Evo Terra really dig what you're doing with the Anchor channel, picking up some cool conversations with interesting people from Texas today. Good use of the medium. And yeah, great stuff. Good to know that you've jumped on the Anchor bandwagon or playing with it, trying to find where it fits with your way of doing things. Enjoy the second day of the conference, and let's catch up soon. Cheers.
Hey, Evo, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you checking out the channel. For those of you guys who don't know, Evo is actually a podcast OG. He's been in the game for a long time, and he's actually the one who really kind of kicked me into Overdrive on Anchor. We were talking about it the other day, and I had downloaded it. I hadn't really used it yet. I saw what Evo was doing with it, which is really what led me to jump on it and kind of spurred the idea to make this kind of supplemental content here at TechSauce this week. So if you guys are interested in anything podcast related, Evo is really the guy you should check out. Evo, thanks again for calling in. I'm going to get back on the floor here at TechSauce. All right, guys, I'm here still at TechSauce, and I am talking to Frank, who's an American expat here in Bangkok, and he's the founder of a company called Pocket Local. And we just had a quick conversation about what they do in the sort of tourism experience space. Really cool idea, nice concept. I'm going to let Frank kind of give you some more details on it. So Frank, tell us about Pocket Local, where you got the idea, and how it came about.
Hey, thanks, Dana. Okay, well, I'm a super traveler here in Asia, right? And now nowadays, everyone's looking for the super local experience. Everyone's sick of lists, top 10 lists, TripAdvisor with bad advice. They want to go into the guts of a city, right? I didn't have a way to do it except for hiring somebody, which is expensive to go around with me. So I said to myself, how can technology solve this problem? And I realized I don't want a local physically with me. I want to pay somebody to be my local guide through my mobile phone. So that's what we've done. We've created an Uber-style marketplace where we can connect a traveler who needs a quick request from a local. It goes out to the network. They respond and they can help with translation, where's the best place to eat, things to avoid, how much does something cost, how long does it take to get to the airport, all these things, little questions you want to ask, but you don't want to pay to have a local all day with you just to handle these things. So this is the first marketplace of its kind, we think, that does this type of transaction and helps you have that local experience.
So that's really a cool concept, because I travel a lot around Asia as well, and I've been places where I'm like, I don't know if I should go there, but maybe it'd be interesting, and you kind of need that advice. How do you see this scaling? How do you see this kind of ramping up and becoming like a global phenomenon or just Asia? What's your plan?
Yeah, well, my plan is this. I somehow stumbled across a really fun way to travel, right? It is so different, unique than any travel experience. I go into the guts of a place and explore and discover, right? So, you know, one of the things we plan to do here is selecting places that are gems in each city and just getting everyone to try to go there, right? And navigate using only the app and discovering and sharing that experience, right? In my life, I'd never have the guts to do that on my own. But now we're actually going to go in the deep. Kind of scary and fun and amazing when you come out of the experience unscathed. It's great.
Yeah, that is kind of scary, because there are places near where I live in Bangkok that are scary. And you're talking about going to a place other than the other country that you live in and finding those. But so with your model, though, with the idea of the sort of virtual assistant, like local expert, you think that's enough to kind of make it so, you know, it's a safe experience, or do you think it's just enough to kind of give people the comfort to do it?
Yeah, so everyone should, of course, exercise caution when they travel, right? That's always a given, right? But the thing is that it's an opportunity to discover, right? And you're going to learn about places and that you would never have thought to go to, right? And I'm doing this for myself with that. I'm discovering new places I'd never heard of. But if you just say, if you challenge yourself and say, I want something new, go through the app, you'll get that information, then you can take the call to do if it's safe or not. And of course, you have to exercise judgment, and if you really have a doubt, your spidey senses will tell you, right? And you'll have to do it. But so far, nothing's happened at the moment.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, yeah, exploration is a great thing, right? That's how we push ourselves, that's how we evolve. Tell people how they can find Pocket Local, where can they find out more about it, and where can they get the app?
Okay, so we're just launching in Thailand, which is the largest travel market actually here in Asia. I guess China's maybe a little bit bigger. But we're on the Play Store on Android right now. If you search for Pocket Local app with a purple logo, it says Pocket Local, trip advice in real time. That's how you can get us. Download, send us an email, say you heard us through Dana's podcast. I'll hook you up with some free credit. How about that, guys?
That's a good deal. All right, guys. Check out Pocket Local. Frank, I want to thank you for your time. Guys, great idea. It helps you to explore, helps you discover real local things. Like Frank said, not just top 10 lists. Frank, thanks again. Guys, check out Pocket Local. All right, guys, wrapping up here. Day two of the Tech-Sauce Global Summit here in Bangkok. You know, talked to a lot of great startups. We got a lot of great interviews, some really interesting things going on in the ecosystem. Be sure to check out the full write-up. That is going to be on Khaosod English. You'll find those links on Facebook and LinkedIn next week when it comes out. And don't forget to check out the Colossus Startup Competition through GEM in Malaysia. $100,000 on the line for the winning startup. Should be really awesome. Great competition. Check out my YouTube. Check out the Facebook. See all the other content for the event. Until next time, guys, keep taking action. Make your ideas reality.